This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Give you the features on the site, so enjoy those on us. Create the content as well if you'd like. You can go and you can edit the website basically by adding things to it. You submit news or blog posts or YouTube video or something that you find online that you think is interesting, useful, fun, whatever. And then other listeners will vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestions. You get to vote on things as well. The most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the site. So head on over to freetalklive.com and get interactive. Here with you this evening is Ian.
And Derek J.
And Mark.
Jumping right into you and your thoughts. Bruce is listening in Columbia, South Carolina. Bruce, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Bruce. Well, what's on your mind tonight?
Nothing. Okay, so I was listening to the Sunday podcast, and I think it had Mark and Stephanie on it.
And okay.
I could not. Okay, granted, I like sports, but you guys seem to kind of, what's the word? I won't say discriminate. Well, yeah, I won't say discriminate against a sports fan as if almost they have no sense of understanding how the political system and all such works.
Who said that?
That's how I felt. That's how I felt because Stephanie was making comments like, oh, who can sit there and cheer for a team like it's part of a state? I mean, that's like cheering for your college team or your high school team or, you know, any other team. That's just what people do.
A funny thing was, is we talked about during the break, just how people will call in on other nights of the week and talk about what Stephanie says. You know, we have a show on Sunday. It is a different show. I can't
listening in podcasts.
I can't. He can, sure, certainly. But I can't respond for what Stephanie would say. I mean, I don't think that people that watch sports are nimrods.
Did Stephanie intimate that they were?
You
were sitting here.
No, I said a guy who called in kind of implicated that fact. In fact,
I did feel like the one guy was saying that. I felt like I had, you know, a certain amount of defense. Obviously,
not fair to say that because there
Rush
are plenty
Limbaugh
of stupid...
is a huge sports fan, and you can't claim that this guy doesn't know anything about politics.
Well, on the other hand, there are also plenty of people that, you know, might know something about politics, but they're also completely idiotic. I mean, so just
all these things are
just because you're interested in the issues doesn't mean you're smart.
I think that, you know, mostly
well,
what
yeah,
we were
granted,
talking about.
I'm not saying it means you're smart, but it also doesn't mean that you don't know. Oh, because if one guy has said it, oh, well, you know, you can ask him who the senator is, or you can ask him who this person is, and he's going to answer it. But if you ask him who the starting lineup of the Boston Red Sox, who actually I don't even know the lineup, and I do like sports, I don't even know their lineup.
Yeah.
And he can't answer. I mean, come on, you can't make that assumption. That's pretty broad.
I've seen
can't
just
put everybody
the opposite.
Into that barrel.
I feel like I've seen just the opposite, Bruce. A lot of the people I know who are very into sports also know a lot about politics because they happen to be stats people. They're just people who like to follow the numbers and follow
exactly.
the games of these things.
Well, you know, I don't think that knowing who your senator is really what it means. For me, I guess what my concern is the young people that play college sports and get brutalized and destroyed, you know, before they ever get to the NFL or the major leagues. My concern is for the bodies of young men playing this sort of lottery in the hopes that they're going to make some kind of money. And let's not deny responsibility here. It's your sports tickets and you buying whatever your favorite team's jerseys are and all those things that give these organizations the money so that they can then lure in these people for that stuff. Now, as long as they know the risks, that's fine, but I feel really bad for these kids.
Well, yeah, I understand that because, I mean, I never really like how the college system kind of pimp out kids the way they do. Just make them use their bodies. Because all those kids who are playing college football are not going to an NFL.
Most
They're
of
pretty
them
much college or bus.
Yeah. It's sad.
So, I mean, I truly understand that fact.
That's my biggest concern with it. You know, I mean, if you're any other dispute, you're not going to lure me in on, you know, saying that football fans are dumb.
Okay, well, that's fine. I just kind of wanted to voice that. Like I said, I do love the show. Don't get me wrong. In fact, I do love Tuesdays because I love Derek J. I love Mark. And I love Ian. I like when y'all three get together because I think it really makes for a great show, honestly. I really do.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Anything else you want to share tonight, Bruce?
No, that's it. But thanks for taking my call.
Glad you're out there. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I only heard bits and pieces of the Sunday show. I was kind of in and out of the studio during it. So do you feel like there was some real negativity towards sports fans on the part of Stephanie?
I don't know. On Stephanie, she's saying, look, I don't get it, and it's not my thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that much I got. There was the analogies were drawn between team sports and war. You know, that these are these are gladiator, essentially gladiator events and that kind of thing. You know, you pick sides. It's very nationalistic in the sense that you know, tribal, I think, is probably a better term.
That's a legitimate critique.
Yeah, all these, I like these guys. Like, for me, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'm not going to say I don't. I like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I can't name a single guy on that squad. I'll bet you.
And you only like them because you were born around there.
That fewer than 20% of those people are actually from Florida. That, really the only thing that makes them the Tampa Bay Buccaneers is where the stadium is and the color of the uniforms.
Yeah.
I mean, what is it that I like? I don't know what I like, but I like where they're from and the name and the color of the uniform. That's it.
I don't know. I can relate to Stephanie's opinions on that because I don't get the sports stuff and I don't get the politics stuff either. I mean, I think they're both a waste of time and energy coming from my part, but I think they're hamster wheels. People get stuck in and they don't go anywhere and nothing's built.
I think that's a legitimate critique as well. I think that, you know, Bruce was right in that people who are interested in certain pastimes can obviously have more serious interests, things mm-hmm. that also matter to them. Obviously, you know, me playing video games isn't doing anything to advance liberty. And honestly, I haven't played a video game in several weeks.
But you like every once in a while, you'll find one you really like, and you'll just dive into that thing, and you'll abrogate sleep and to some extent.
Oh, I will act like a crack addict when it comes to a good video game. But I'm not of the illusion that that it is somehow productive or anything like that. I'm not saying sports fans are saying that it's productive for them to follow sports, or a Hollywood nut thinks it's productive to follow what the pop stars are doing or any of that stuff. But I think it's a legitimate critique to say that these things are the hamster wheels of life. That, you know, it really doesn't matter ultimately if Brad and Angelina are together.
Whoa.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, we were talking about sports here.
And it doesn't matter how many touchdowns Warren Sapp has, or I don't even know if he played offense. Is he defense or offense? I don't even know.
I think he went in for the quarterback, which would make him defense.
Okay, how about Joe Montana?
Japanese.
He's a quarterback.
He throws football. Yeah.
So it doesn't matter how many receptions Joe Montana has thrown or whatever. None of those things really matter in the ultimate scheme of things. They're just something for people to distract themselves with.
Yeah.
And it's true that that sports is a very popular distraction in this country today.
Jason Osborne called in, and what his statement was is that sports is, especially football, is this thing that you can talk to other people in business, it's probably specifically males,
mm-hmm.
Which in a lot of cases, I would guess that in certain businesses, the guys outnumber women 2-1 or something, and that you can talk about these things without having to get into real issues. You can discuss, it gives you something that you can discuss. You're not stalking their family and saying, hey, I looked you up online, looks like you got a wife and a couple of kids. How are they? You're not saying, so what do you think about the Supreme Court's ruling on Proposition, or the Ninth Circuit's ruling on Proposition 8?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you're not stepping into the minefield of politics. You're not stepping into the netherworld of stalking. You're just talking about something that most people can talk about, the weather and sports, without too much trouble. Some people can't talk about sports without trouble, but most people, they're not setting somebody else's car on fire over it.
Well, where's the fun in that? I say talk about the personal issues.
Well,
I think that he's absolutely right about that.
I'm going to look up what your family's names are here.
It's one of those, you're absolutely right about that. It's one of those things that people just, it's a filler. It's a filler conversation.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, I think there's something wrong with that at some level. I get it. Like, you don't want to offend a potential client. You don't
want
to offend.
Right. You're crazy is what you're saying. In what you're saying. Look, we've got clients that I can't talk about all of our issues with, especially your issues.
No, I understand that. There's certain times when those conversations are inappropriate. But when sports becomes the dominant subject of all of your conversations, or the majority of the time, or even with people with whom you're close, you know, if that's what you're talking about is sports, then maybe you are missing an opportunity to talk about secession or talk about something else.
If you hit somebody over sports, you care too much about sports.
1-855-450-FREE. What if you burn down the stadium like they did in Egypt recently?
That's bad.
855-450-FREE.
That might be politics underlying that.
SACL CAI toll free line. You can bring it. No, that's just because they canceled the game because there was riots at another stadium. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
VaporSniff's e-cigs revolutionized nicotine ingestion by bringing it into the 21st century. With VaporSniff, you'll enjoy all of the invigorating nicotine with none of the nasty smoke. VaporSniff are clean, efficient, and tasty. 4 strengths and 10 delicious flavors. Reds, classics, Turkish, menthol, strawberry, cherry, vanilla, coffee, minty mint, and cloves. Use coupon code FTL to get 25% off your first order at VaporSniff.com.
Good day, I'm Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. February 7th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $17.1390. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17.5634, $878.17 for a half ounce, or $439.08 for a quarter ounce. That's $17.5634, $878.17, and $439.08.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. 50-free. Sickle CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Joining you here this evening, it's Ian.
Derek J.
And Mark. Don't forget, join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. You can go and watch and listen and interact through our webcam over at cam.freetalklive.com. The chat room is built into the same page as the webcam for your convenience. So again, cam.freetalklive.com. Coming up here in just over 2.5 weeks, the Free State Project's Liberty Forum. It's going to be excellent. Because it always is. I mean, I've never had a bad Liberty Forum. Have you, Mark?
No.
The only bad Liberty Forum was the one I didn't get to go to half of because I had to go to an industry convention that same weekend. We kind of split up. Mark, you went to the Liberty Forum. I went to the industry convention. I managed to come back for like the last day, basically. But even then, it was still cool when I was there. And it's always a good time to be at the Liberty Forum. Why? Well, because you're surrounded by some of the best people in the whole world. The Liberty community, hundreds of people who love the ideas of freedom, are going to be in the same hotel for a weekend. How could that not be a good time? So come on out. Go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. You can get signed up, learn more about the event, learn about the great speakers that are going to be there. And Joel, and I've heard we've been mispronouncing this.
Salatin?
Salatin? Is that how you pronounce it? Salatin?
I'm not going to...
Joel Salatin will be there. He is the author of You Can Farm, The Entrepreneur's Guide to Starting and Succeeding in a Farming Business. And I believe he's going to be talking about how everything he wants to do is illegal. I believe that will be the subject of where he's coming from.
It's a bold statement.
And all he wants to do is farm, and everything he wants to do is illegal. So it should be a real statement about how bad things really are out there for people that want to be entrepreneurs and do their own thing. So we'll be hearing from him and Jody Emery from Cannabis Culture Magazine, Peter Schiff, the infamous investment advisor, Carlos Miller from Photography Is Not a Crime, who was just arrested days ago in Miami. By the way, Carlos Miller did successfully undelete the footage of his arrest. That is available online. You can see that now. If you go to the Magic City Media YouTube channel, I'm sure you can also link to it through his blog, carlosmiller.com, the Photography Is Not a Crime blog. So you can see that it's exactly as he described. He's walking down the street, trying to leave the area, and some cops just decide to call him an arrestee, basically, and
freak out.
Lug him.
Yeah. Wow.
So
awesome that he got that footage.
Yep, that's right. And I believe there's more that he's working on, deleting at this point, so there may be more still to come from Carlos Miller. I'm sure we'll hear more about that from him directly as he's coming up to the Liberty Forum. And there are so many other speakers, I don't have time to tell you about them all, so go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum, get signed up, and use our coupon code FTL2012 to save 10%. That is coupon code FTL2012, freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum, and Free Talk Live, by the way, we'll be broadcasting live, so looking forward to seeing you there. Let's go to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek J., and Mark.
Hello, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I would discuss Christian anarchy and how it's kind of a conflict with my views on Ron Paul, but it's not really a conflict when I explain it. But for a quick background, I am called the Christian anarchist because I believe in Christian anarchy. And Christian anarchy, in a nutshell, is I believe that we have a creator, and I believe that that Jesus was his son. And other than that, I don't believe a whole lot. I believe that a lot of what we've learned over the years has been distorted, and nothing is really rock solid other than those two things in my book. And I believe that government is nothing more than a fiction. It's a legal fiction. If you, anyone who studies law knows that a legal fiction, a corporation is a legal fiction, for instance. It doesn't really exist except on paper.
Mm-hmm.
And a government is exactly the same thing. They only exist on paper, so they're not physical. So I'd like to point out to people when they say, the government's going to do this. No, the government never does anything because they don't exist. But people act on the belief that there is a government. So government in that regard is like a religion. I call it a false religion, because a group of people believe that this entity called government exists, and because they're empowered by that belief, they do certain things like lock people in cages, bomb people,
And there are enough people who share that particular religious belief system to where they are all reinforcing that belief system amongst one another, and so therefore it's never seen as publicly unacceptable to lock these peaceful people in cages because, again, all of these folks are believers at some level in this governmental religious system. Even if they don't agree with the reason why someone's being locked in a cage, they still tell themselves a story about how, well, it's okay because it's the system, and if we don't like it, we have to change it, rather than coming to the conclusion that it's all imaginary and that if we just simply ignored these people calling themselves the government, if we had enough people together ignoring them, there would be absolutely nothing that they could do about it.
That's absolutely true. Now, as a Christian anarchist, I kind of consider myself a missionary towards enlightening people that are involved in the cult of government. And so what I'm doing in promoting Ron Paul is he's one of the only honest people out there. And I figure that any movement getting people away from government and towards liberty is a step in the right direction. It's getting them closer to Christian anarchy. So that's why I promote Ron Paul, is because he's the freest one, and it's a step in the right direction. So what
this
I'm doing,
is new.
Yeah, what
Sorry,
I'm doing
Gene.
Is kind of like I explain it as children believing in Santa Claus. You know, parents love to tell their kids, you know, Santa's coming and going to bring the presents. And, of course, the parents realize that there is no Santa Claus, but the children don't realize it. And you bring them up in that, and eventually you teach them the truth, or they find out the truth, and then they move on to the reality. And I see government as being that type of Santa Claus, and you have to gradually bring these people into reality.
I think Derek had a question for you.
Yeah, I really like the cards you're putting down, Gene, but this is new to me. I haven't really heard of a Christian anarchist in this way before, so I assume you feel like agents of the state keep you from living out your religious principles and beliefs. So what are some of the most heinous intrusions of your freedoms, in your opinion?
Well, I think the one that bothers me the most on a daily basis is the fact that they steal my money.
I don't like that part either.
Yeah, the money belongs to me. It doesn't belong to them. But they, under threat of violence, steal that money from me on a daily basis. And that's the one that really gets under my craw more than anything else, because they don't have any legitimate claim to it. And again, I'm talking about the cult members. I like to refer to them as cult members rather than government officials, because I don't see any reality to government, so therefore they're a cult. And
so
it's the cult members that do the damage.
Well, I agree with you there. So stealing money or theft is something that would relate to a lot of people, not just other Christians. So do you say you're a missionary enlightening people. Do you pursue people who are not just Christians?
Yes, I would. I mean, the message that I have, I share it to all kinds of people. But, you know, I don't stand out on a street corner with a bullhorn. I typically share my message one at a time, or sometimes, I mean, I used to call in Free Talk Live a lot more and share it over.
You did. You do kind of have a bullhorn, though, in a way. It's a little more peaceful. You've actually done a rap on your Corvette, and it's a Ron Paul rap, and you've done a very professional-looking, like, ad job.
It's in a lot of Ron Paul videos.
Yeah, it's incredible. Hey, Gene, thanks. Keep up the great work out there. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. He's one of those people who puts his money where his mouth is and does what it takes to spread the ideas of freedom. Free Talk Live.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $1.99 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, S-E-A-V-E-G.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number, 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site there. They are completely free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And those features include our archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download, get as many episodes as you would like there over at freetalklive.com. You don't have to log in. You just click and they're yours. freetalklive.com. And some of it's thanks to SACL CAI.
Yes, yeah, SACL CAI. I mentioned Jason Osborne calling in on our Sunday show, letting us,
making a brilliant point as usual.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you can. You can
and support. I don't just say that because he sponsors the show.
Yes, well, that's part of the reason.
No, he's a really smart guy. He is, like, he's educated.
Yeah, he's like got a PhD in economics or something right. Like that. That, you know, I don't quite get. SACL CAI, they have a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing. They purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call. They have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top on the right-hand side of the page. Sickle CAI.
All right, coming up, Mark, you're going to tell us about the Proposition 8 thing out in California. I guess there's some news about that with the gay marriage situation. We'll get to the details on that, but first, I believe we're going to go to your calls. 855-450-FREE. That is the Sickle CAI toll-free line. Also on the way, Detroit. Maybe you've heard about Detroit and how, well, there's like a mass exodus. People are leaving in droves. Over the last several years, Detroit's population has dropped significantly. And the Detroit City Government, just has been cutting back on their so-called services. And, well, guess what? The market is springing to action. And we'll tell you about what's happening there. It's pretty exciting. In fact, I found out about it from Free Agents, FR33Agents.com. We'll get back to that in a moment. First, Prop 8. We'll jump into that right now, Mark.
Okay, so the U.S. Court of Appeals, this is the Ninth Circuit Court, upholds federal district court ruling that Proposition 8 is unconstitutional. So it says, Ninth Circuit, Proposition 8 serves no purpose other than to lessen the status and human dignity of gays and lesbians in California.
Hmm. Now, this is the proposition that they put on a ballot, right? That
this is the one that went through when Obama was elected president.
That long? Wow.
That essentially undid gay marriage in California through a ballot measure.
And it was originally created by a ballot measure, was it not? Because wasn't it New Hampshire was the first state that actually had gay marriage by legislative motion?
Well, a ballot measure would be legislative.
No, you have to get petition signatures to get ballot measures in most places.
Uh-huh.
Right, so it's not legislative at all. Okay. Usually when you have a ballot measure,
I can't say. I believe that it was brought through by court ruling in California, but, I could be wrong. Derek, please look that up for me.
I'm on it.
See if you can figure it out. So here, San Francisco, California today, the United States United States Court of Appeals, Ninth Circuit, issued a ruling in Perry v. Brown upholding the historic August 2010 decision of the Federal District Court that found Proposition 8 unconstitutional. Hmm. In an opinion authored by Judge Stephen Reinhart, the Ninth Circuit concluded that Proposition 8 violates the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment, the United States Constitution. Proposition 8 serves no purpose and has no effect other than to lessen the status and human dignity of gays and lesbians in California and to officially reclassify their relationships and families as inferior to those of opposite-sex couples. So the Constitution simply does not allow for laws of this sort, said Judge Reinhart.
No, I don't feel like I get my dignity from the state.
Right. This is kind of how I feel about this. I mean, I look at this and I'm like, these people drawing their conclusions from these documents. I mean, really, it's that difficult to say that free people should be able to contract with other free people? I wish kind of that they would stand up and say, we don't care what the Constitution says, doesn't matter to us. This is right, that you shouldn't be involved in other people's business. They should be able to contract with each other. That's what I think.
Yeah, but I see where you're coming from, but this is the government court.
Obviously how they're going to rule.
Right. I mean, the government court has, again, they have to play the legitimacy game, too, and they have to make it look like their system matters, and so that's what it's all about.
Okay.
I'll take it.
Yeah, I'll take it too.
I don't know. Proposition 8 is what got me pretty jazzed into the political realm and starting to research some of this stuff. But it was after Proposition 8, took the rights away from gays that I started saying, well, how can rights just be voted away? And so I'm hoping that more people who are interested in the gay rights movement.
Well,
isn't that interesting? If rights can be voted away and then voted back within a number of years, how much faith does one really want to put into this whole law thing? I hope
so. This was the entrance for you, is what you're saying, to the liberty movement?
Yeah, well, I would say it had a huge part of it because I started doing YouTube videos on this. Mm-hmm. I put a lot of energy into researching Proposition 8 and spreading the word to people about how important it is that, gays have the right to marry. But then once I was seeing that, I guess that didn't matter, and the gay couples in California were still together, that they didn't really need permission from the state to live as if they were married or to get married, on a boat somewhere and have the captain do it. There are
tons of ways that you can legitimize your marriage to yourself and your friends and your family without a stamp from some stranger at your city hall.
I think that a state marriage is a dangerous idea because along with a state marriage comes along with all the state rules about divorces and everything that comes along with having a third party in your marriage agreement. I mean, essentially that's what it is. It's a contract between three parties, one, you, and two, your lover, and three, the state. You know, the people calling themselves the state. They're in your marriage, too. Who wants that?
You know, the difficulty with this is generally marriage, especially if you have children, is an unfair proposition largely to males. So therefore, you're stuck in the situation of where you're trying to convince the female who is going to benefit from the marriage far more. Now, the feminists have lots
of ways...
You mean
in the case of a divorce?
In the case of a divorce.
Gotcha.
Now, the feminists will have lots of reasons why marriage is female slavery, and I don't really entirely understand that. I've never lived my life where some woman wasn't telling me what to do, whether it was my mother, my grandmother, my wife, or whatever. But, you know, I'm interested in hearing the arguments, but the it's difficult to tell the woman that you want to spend your... Look, baby, I love you, and I want to live with you for the rest of my life. You know, as the old song, Georgia Satellite song goes. But, I don't want to get married because if we get a divorce, it's going to really screw me. Like, that's a tough sell. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I see where you're coming from.
Yeah.
Well, the number one argument for people who support gay marriage that I've always heard is that there are over 1,000 differences between state marriage and same-sex civil unions. You know, and those differences are erased once the gay people can get state married like everyone else.
You mean like, for instance, you can't go to the hospital to see your partner, that kind of thing?
Exactly. And so it seems really tempting for people who are supporters of gay rights to just say, oh, well, if we just win this one battle, then 1,000 battles are won.
Hmm.
But I say it's better to take each battle on itself and say, well, why can't I go visit my lover in the hospital? That seems to me to be a healthcare problem, isn't it? Like, that's government intrusion into healthcare. Let's fight that battle on its own, not just take this one size-fits-all solution from the state.
I get it. It's frustrating. It seems like it's an easy pass, and on the other hand, I understand people wanting to do it. I get where they're coming from.
It's an issue of fairness at this level. I don't think the government should be involved in marriage whatever.
But no one's putting that proposal on the table.
But that proposal isn't out there. It has been put on the table sort of in New Hampshire, but it gets so muddied because you've got the liberals on one side, the conservatives on the others, the libertarians trying to cut the middle between them, and then they're like, no, and there's just this mess.
Well, one way we'll solve it is by moving more people here and getting active. Let's go to Daniel, listening in Grand Rapids at 2 WNMT in Minnesota. Daniel, you're on Free Talk Live. What do you want to share?
Guys, how you doing tonight?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
I just want to tell you a little story. I had my taxes done on the 21st of January with my tax preparer.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me that I would have my money by Wednesday the 1st.
Tell you what, hang on, Daniel. We'll come back to the rest of your story here. Tax season story for those of you that still do that stuff. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225 or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Toll free number here, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site there. So enjoy those. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. And you can also go and become an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. You go to amp.freetalklive.com, you get signed up to be an amplifier. You get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only podcast, the amp-only forum, and more. And your $3 a month, which is all we're asking for, we'll take that in and invest it into the show, get on more great radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So once again, visit amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up. It makes a big difference for us. Let's go back to your phone calls. Daniel is on the line listening in Grand Rapids, Minnesota to WNMT. Daniel, you're back on. You're about ready to tell us some sort of a tax-related tax return story. You put in for your tax return in January, and continue.
Yes, sir. I put it in on the 21st with my tax preparer. All right. She told me that I'd have my money back pretty much by the first of Wednesday. All right. So, and it's quite a big return. So I cut a bunch of checks, the bills I owned. You know, And guess what? There's been a glitch in the IRS system, so I still don't have the money, and it's the 7th today?
So it's been about a week later than what you expected.
Exactly. And now they were guaranteeing me they'd be in there by the 8th of tomorrow, and they still can't give me an answer because the IRS has got a glitch in their system with their computers. And I'm thinking, okay, who's going to cover my bounce check? The IRS or H&R Block? Or I can't say that.
Well, that's all right. I don't know why you couldn't say it. That's your experience with with this alleged service provider. We'll say it's alleged that it was H&R
right.
Block.
Yeah.
All right. So they're saying it's guaranteed. So what's the guarantee?
Except the guarantee is not guaranteed. It's like, come on, give me a break. Who's responsible here?
Yeah, I'm sorry for laughing.
I mean, this country is just such a mess right now. I'm cooking venison and walleye on my wood stove tonight to eat.
Stuff you caught yourself.
Exactly. Stuff I killed myself, exactly. And
wow.
I'm feeding some of the venison to my dog to get by because I got to buy dog food for him because I'm waiting for my return. And it's a big return, and it'll help me out immensely. But it's like, come on, where is it? And nobody can answer my questions.
I can only imagine how much it would have helped if the government hadn't taken money from you in the first place.
Right.
Yep. That's frustrating, man. So basically, you're just on the hook until they decide to cut you that check.
Yeah exactly. And the other
well,
guys,
at least the good news. The good news is, Daniel, it's not state income tax returns because
it's federal.
Right. With the federal government, ultimately, they can just print the money. Whereas with state income tax returns, as we've seen happen in California, the state of California has had to tell people, well, sorry, you're just not getting your income tax returns until we can get it to you. So you just hang on. We'll get it to you when we can, because they don't have the ability to print money up. And so literally they are beholden to the tax revenues or you know, whatever other revenues they've got coming in.
You know,
the funny thing is that every month, at the end of the month, when they go to take the taxes, it's like, I'd like to tell them, you know what, can you hold on for about a week and a half? Because I can't afford to pay you those taxes. So
yeah,
I'll give it to you in a week and a half.
There's a glitch in my system.
Yeah. And you guys, I'm all for Ron Paul now, because all these other clowns, Mitt Romney, he's a millionaire. I mean, come on.
So you've changed your mind about Ron Paul?
Ron Paul, I love. He's against. But you know what? He's not electable. That's what the problem is, because he's just too for against the government. And this government, we cannot shut down right now. It's too big.
Not with
it's
that,
got way out of control.
So you really think he's unelectable? Are you buying that line that the media is pushing out?
He can't buy himself. You know what? Mitt Romney's buying himself into that whole deal. All it is. He's got all the money in the world. He can buy himself into that White House, is what it comes down to.
So I don't know what Ron Paul's money situation is, but would you have a problem with him if he was a millionaire?
No, I wouldn't.
Cool. Okay.
No,
yeah,
I would
I
not, because I like his deal about getting the government. Let's get us all of them, get us the troops out of all these countries that we're in since World War II, and the legalized pot, sell it, tax it, make money on it. People are.
I don't know if Ron Paul supports taxes. I don't think that he would support taxes.
Well,
I don't want to go speak for Ron Paul.
Legalization of pot.
He supports full decriminalization of all drugs, from what I understand, and
right.
I think that's the best position he could possibly take.
I think a lot of people understand that that's probably the likely way that that pot would get legalized.
True, but I don't see Ron Paul talking about advocating new taxes.
Nor.
That's not something Ron Paul would
right.
do. So
Willie Nelson does. He thinks it would help the whole country as a whole.
Well, he can just cut a big check to the federal government then.
I think it's true that having a legal pots industry with taxes is better than what we have today, where people are put
correct.
In cages for possessing it. But on the other hand, that's not the best solution. The best solution is just simply allow the market to handle it and get the government out of it entirely with no taxation. And also, while we're at it, let's abolish taxes on liquor and other alcohols as well. Hey, Daniel, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate the story.
Hey, you guys, thanks.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye. 855-450-FREE, the toll free number.
The electability thing is kind of this perpetuating meme, because some people, like, you know, some people in the Republican Party say Ron Paul's not electable. Then the media says, Ron Paul's not electable. And then the people say, Ron Paul's not electable. And then the media says, because the people said, well, we're hearing more people say that she must not be electable. So, you know, it goes around and around and around.
Self-perpetuating.
And,
you
know, there's at this point, there's allegations of voter fraud in Nevada. And, you know, it's very interesting that the one caucus that CNN showed, Ron Paul won by a landslide, but somehow just didn't do very good in the rest of them.
I was under the impression if you throw your hat in the ring, you are electable, that there's always a chance you could win.
There's well, the actually, guy with the rubber boot on his head, too.
In point of fact, Ron Paul, I believe, is by definition more electable than some of these other candidates.
Because he's been elected more times.
Well, he's been elected, but he's also on the ballot in more states than some of these candidates. I saw news that, I guess, Gingrich and Santorum didn't make the Virginia ballot.
Yeah, they're definitely not
on
Virginia. Now, Santorum's also not on in Indiana, and I hear Gingrich isn't on in Missouri, but Missouri doesn't assign its delegates with its caucus, if this makes any sense. I mean,
none of it makes sense.
These states are, well, we're going to let people vote, and then we'll do whatever the hell we want afterwards.
Mark, you follow this stuff more closely than I do. Is that normal that, you know, people wouldn't make it to the ballots in some states? I was under the impression that, you know, when you have a national election, everyone's pretty much on the same, you know.
Somebody dropped the ball. I mean, it's essentially what happened. And or they thought they had it under control, and then some political operative within the state decided to say, well, it doesn't look like you have enough official signatures here. We've disqualified 10,000 of your 20,000 signatures, because they do that crap. Like, if you've ever gathered petition signatures before, you have to be careful with who's signing these things. So a lot of times, I remember when I did it back in, it's been like a decade, but the last time I did some petition gathering, well, that's not true. I did petitions this week for the Bearcat, but like state petitions, the petitions we were getting for the to oppose this military tank were just basically name where you live and a signature.
Right. But this is just to put a signature on pieces of paper. This
right.
Isn't
but when you're
official.
Getting when you're getting petitions signed for, you know, to have a ballot initiative or to get a candidate on a ballot, then the state government they're pretty stickler about who signs those things. So if somebody puts some incorrect information on there, or they don't fill out one or two of the blanks on the form, then it's done. It's going to be thrown out. So they are actually checking those names against the voter rolls. Mm-hmm. And so basically the Gingrich campaign or Santorum campaign turned in a certain number of signatures thinking they had it in the bag, and
They turned in anything. I mean, Gingrich campaign.
No, there was a lawsuit about that.
Nearly non-existent.
There was a lawsuit over the signatures in Virginia, as
I know that there was a lawsuit about him being on the ballot. I don't know if it was about
the signatures. I believe it had to do with how many signatures that were thrown out.
What silly sabotage games. I mean, how old
but
are
they? But they didn't
rules?
Sabotage Ron Paul, or they couldn't sabotage Ron Paul because he made it.
Wow. Sounds like they couldn't, because I would think they'd have an interest.
Right. So essentially in Virginia, whenever that primary comes around, it's going to be Romney and Paul.
Yes.
Primary.
Wow.
And as I understand, that's a binding one and a big one. I mean, Virginia is not a small state any stretch of the imagination, so they're not eligible. Neither Santorum or Gingrich are eligible for those at all, but that doesn't mathematically eliminate them. A lot of people are claiming that they're mathematically eliminated at this point, and that's just not being fair. One thing that I think we need to point out is that certainly Gingrich and Santorum didn't have all their delegates in some states by the deadline. But let me use a personal example here. I am a delegate for Gary Johnson for the Republican nomination in New Hampshire. I, you know, gave him my information. I said, yeah, I'll do that for you, no problem. But I'm like the seventh or eighth delegate, meaning that he would have had to win by 75% of the vote in order for my for me to be kicked into play.
Gotcha.
And so since he, you know, nobody was going to win by that much, that position doesn't, the top four or five positions didn't count at all.
Toll-free number here, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up, huge news out of Detroit about private protection services. This is going to be really, I think, informative and useful for people who are really questioning the idea of, what, we can't have something besides government cops. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.